live now to Paul DiRienzo, who can who is in New York. Paul, thanks for being here with us.
Hey, Juliana, how you doing?
We're doing great. We're learning a lot.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot to learn here. There is a vast crowd that has now grown. It's sort of it's got tentacles that are reaching out in every direction, but the main thrust is looking south down 7th Avenue from Central Park South, and it's beyond the ability for me to count. It's just amazing. The crowd starts where there's a large crowd right now over at Columbus Circle, interestingly surrounding a monument to the 1898 war, remember the Maine fake news war that was launched against Cuba and Spain in those days. And then along 59th Street till you get to 7th Avenue, and then it turns south on 7th Avenue, and as high as I could get on a hill here in the park, I couldn't see the end of it going all the way down. And people, it's not even two, people are still streaming in from every different direction. Security is tight. There are these very large orange city trucks, salt trucks, I guess. That's what they say, sodium chloride on the side. And they're parked in all kinds of spots to prevent anybody from entering in a hostile manner to the area, let's say with a vehicle or anything. So that's for our day, right? A note of our day. And the signs, the energy that's going on here, this is definitely not Donald Trump's town. This might be the place where he made his billions first and lost them, but this is definitely not his town. This is the people's town, New York City, right now, today, here on 59th Street and 7th Avenue at the corner. Save our planet, indivisible. America, take out the trash. I can't say the rest of it. I lied to you. Remember, only you can prevent fascism. One was... a lot of stuff referring to Epstein files, release the Epstein files. Trump is a rapist. Several references to Trump as a rapist and associate of rapists. Free Palestine. You see politically a great number of things here. Isn't this amazing, Juliana, when you think about it? I mean, the Vietnam War, the first protests in 65 when they sent in 50,000 troops were small. 100, 200 people, maybe not even that. And people thought they were crazy. And it was a long time before they got 100,000 plus demonstrations against the Vietnam War. Here, it's barely a month into the war, and we already got like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who are not supporting the president. Well, I think that a lot of people used to say the 60s are dead. I used to hate that, right? The 60s are dead. You know what they said when the 80s and the Me Generation came in and everything. But it's as if... It started exactly where it left off after 50 years. Like the 50 years didn't even exist between the end of the last protest movement in American society and the beginning of the next. Police, though, are behaving. They're doing a good job to keep it safe. And there's so many people coming. Every time I turn around, I see another huge line of people coming from a different direction.